Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Once again, your song of the day from 2001.
Oh, God.
One Last Breath by Creed.
Oh, God. We went through a weird period of that emo.
464-5685. One is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
That emo period freaks me out. Because I kind
that
of...
That was like a little bit after grunge. It was in the in between grunge and then emo. Like,
okay, that was in between.
It was the middle ground. Like grunge was like, you know, early to mid 90s.
Okay.
And then emo is kind of like 2003 or 4 to maybe 2007.
Okay.
And that was 01. It was kind of in the middle. It was the bridge from grunge to emo, if you ask me.
Okay.
That's how I
you know
that.
It better than I do. And I don't even know. I mean, maybe people would even say, well, that's not emo. I think it is, though. Wouldn't you say that, Ben? Yeah.
It's, you know, it sounds pretty emo ish.
Yeah. That period was odd because I
can't go emo on that, actually.
Okay.
No.
But, you know,
if it's
going very,
off the lyrics, I can see maybe where
it was very serious time. Like, the songs were very serious, you know, about utter just despair, you know, usually relationship related. And it was just a little much sometimes. Like, oh, my God, really?
I had a concert over here. Did you see that?
Yes, you did. But here's the thing. I like that song. I don't want to like it.
How could you not like it? So
yeah,
that chorus just kicks ass.
I kind of don't want to, but I do. In that period, I've always felt was sort of odd because I kind of just like it when Tom Petty sings about happy stuff, you know, girls, you know.
Running down a dream. Let's go.
Just give me
waiting is the hardest part.
Yeah. Just give me Chuck Berry singing about cars, you know. But anyway, emo is emo.
It's not emo.
Okay, it's not emo. Whatever it is. I liked it. I did. I'm not going to lie. I'd give it an 8.235. It's a good song. It's just solid. Okay, Ben.
I think Ben's high on this one.
Ben,
I'm going 8.2.
I can't tell.
8.2.
Here it comes. Nope.
All right, Ben. I think his goal today is to piss me off as much as he can.
2.8.
That's a terrible
Ben
score.
It's not Ben's style. He likes happy songs. Bruce Springsteen say this once. Like, there can be happiness in depression.
Ben, that's an embarrassing score.
2.8. Ben is just hammering you today over outfit and song of day.
I'm not putting up with it. I'm just firing back every time. So, ratings before we get to Bill's thrills.
Please.
Kodiak Bear, 6.5. Rod in South Lincoln, 7 on that one. Jake and Hickman says 10 easily.
Ooh.
Triple H is dead, 8. The Bandit, 6. Shane, 10. Banger. Bill and Bennett, 5.2. Amy and Lincoln, 8. Ellis in Illinois, 6.5. Someone says, bro, 8.5. Nostalgia straight in my veins.
Nice.
I try to read it in his voice. There.
That's
bro.
Beautiful.
He put the bro off the bat.
Nostalgia straight in my veins.
El Guapo and KC, 11 out of 10.
El Guapo likes your uniform.
Lyle in Omaha.
I said it. It's a uniform.
It's fine. I'm part of the team. Lyle in Omaha, 9.2.
Yeah. Lyle's a great 6.
Name. 6.7 from Gavin and Pender.
There's Gavin, Bill's friend. He played with the neck roll.
He did. Downtown Scott, 5.4. Sip does not know what emo is, apparently.
Okay, maybe I don't. That's not emo? It's sort of emo, Ben said. Sort of emo.
Can I give it a negative score? Negative 10 from somebody.
Ooh, ouch.
That's Jason and Lincoln. 10 from Brad. Culligan J says, two-part text says, great song, underrated band, and 8. And in response to Ben's score, says, well, then Ben is the nerd here.
Oh.
Not you, Jake.
Oh.
Thank you. John Des Moines with us. 4 on that one.
John didn't like that. He likes more old-timey rock and roll, right?
He likes, no, he's more like 80s, okay. Like a Def Leppard type.
Okay.
Maybe some Poison.
How about the song, I heard it last night and it freaks me out every time how good it is, Bringing on the Heartache.
Def Leppard.
Oof.
That's a good one. That has been a song of the day before. And it's been an open back in the day when Nebraska had lost.
That's right.
We used it before. That is your song
Wait
of the day.
Wait a second. Where's the household at?
I did not see Jennifer and Hubby today.
Jennifer and Hubby, no go?
A lot of responses today. Did not see. Oh, sorry. Did 8. Jennifer 8. Hubby 4.8. That's like their biggest disparity they've ever had.
Hubby not down.
Jennifer liked it. Hubby did not.
Okay. look at what Ben. Please read what Ben wrote on the board.
I'll see myself out. All right, Ben. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ben's hammering away at you today. It's awesome.
Awesome. That's your song of the day. It is time. Bill is not here, and I know you love Bugaboo Tuesday, so we have to do our part to try to fill in for what Bill would do. We have our own Bugaboo, so let's get to it here. A Bugaboo Tuesday on Bill's Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
When Bill is not here, it's Jake's Takes or Sips Tips, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows in Lincoln, please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
You go first. Then I'm going to share something deeply personal.
Okay.
You go first.
All right. So Tuesdays are Bugaboo Tuesdays. Now, I love the fall. I love all things about the fall, except for one thing.
What's that?
Pirate bugs. You know what I'm talking about?
Pirate bugs.
If you're out there, people say, oh my, yes, Jake.
Pirate bugs.
So now, again, the weather has not been in the 70s like you want it to be. It was yesterday. It was very nice.
Very
it's
nice,
been too hot right now.
Yeah.
But we have these things that come out in late summer and through the fall, and they're called minute pirate bugs.
Who's we?
Nebraska, Midwestern people. They might be across the country. I don't know where they're at. But these little black bugs, they find you wherever you're at. If you're outside enjoying a nice coffee at the mill, here comes a pirate bug to suck out your blood. You're out playing golf on a nice fall day, trying to find your ball below the leaves. Here comes a pirate bug to just
How big
bite
are they?
You. They're tiny.
Tiny?
It's like a speck.
Ben knows what you're talking about.
They just claw at you.
Ben knows what you're talking about.
The pirate bugs are the worst thing of the fall.
What differentiates a pirate bug from a tick?
Well, a tick is not a pirate bug.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Thank you. I know that, but what?
A tick.
Is the pirate bug bigger than
no,
a tick?
No, a pirate bug is smaller than a tick.
Oh, yeah. God,
so
really?
Ticks are tiny. Pirate bugs are small. It's like, if you look down, let's say, I know you've had this happen. Okay. Let's say you're outside in Manawa, or maybe you're
wherever
at a football game.
Yeah.
And you notice a weird pain on your arm or your leg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you look down, there's a weird black speck.
Oh.
That's a pirate bug, my friend.
Okay.
These minute pirate bugs were sent from hell themselves to our earth.
Like small
and
ants.
They are the worst. You think a gnat? These are worse than gnats.
Yeah, Ben said they are like small ants. Thank you,
Not
Ben.
Ants. They don't crawl. They fly.
Okay. They fly.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had that sensation, though,
bug.
That you're talking about.
Yeah, if you feel that, if you've ever
you
been
grab
outside.
Grab your arm, you're like, hey.
Right. That's a pirate bug.
Yay.
You see this small black speck. It's a pirate bug. The fall is incredible. Sports, the weather gets great. You got the s'mores in the backyard. Looking forward to Thanksgiving.
And then you have these s'mores in the backyard, but go ahead.
And you have these damn pirate bugs that ruin the fall. So my bugaboo is the pirate bugs that just are horrible things, horrible creatures that should never have been invented. Apparently, they're good at killing off other insects, even though they're tiny.
Bill will be incredibly proud that you did a literal bugaboo. A literal, you took it very literally.
Yeah, bugaboo, yeah.
Right. You used a bugaboo.
My bugaboo is the stupid
pirate bugs.
The black pirate, the minute pirate bugs that anytime you feel a weird pain in your leg or your hand or your arm.
Yeah, I got it.
That's what it is.
And I will tell you, this was a very effective one, a very effective Bill's Thrills. And Bill often does this, and you just did it, which I appreciate. I've never contemplated pirate bugs in my life. I've never thought about them. I didn't even know what they were.
Now you do.
Yeah. I've never even heard the term.
Of response, by the way, in pirate bugs.
I've never even heard the term.
Well, now you know. The little black speck you see in your arm, a couple of those, that's a bug. And it's a minute pirate bug.
And I will tell you this about myself. Spiders, bugs, gnats, ants, the like, don't bother me. They never have. I don't know why. I've been around people, Margaret, I mean, whoever, various people that are bothered, there's a fly in the house. Got to get the fly. I'm like, why? Just let the fly go. Why are we doing this? Who cares? It's a fly. It's never bugs, like pirate bugs. The reason I've never contemplated them, because I'll get bit by one, and that's all I think. Oh, I just got bit by a bug. I'll be damned. And then you go on.
So the pirate bugs keep biting you, though.
The tick discussion has never bothered me. Oh, you got to be careful with ticks. All right. No, it doesn't bother me any. But I do worry about them on my dog. I don't worry about them on my person. I do worry about them on my dog. I'm sure I've had ticks before and just didn't.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't really... It didn't concern me. Pirate bugs don't. But now they kind of, now they're on my mind a little bit. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Deeply personal. It's not deeply personal. That was a tease. I wish my bugaboo is a personal one. I hate talking about myself, but I wish I could follow sports more. I wish I could follow the baseball. Right. I'm jealous. I wish I could follow the major league playoffs.
You were watching the game when the Royals clinched the wild card.
I saw that. But
and Bill was watching too.
But like, for instance, last night, the Dodgers and Padres were playing in an incredible fall classic game. I mean, these are rivals and it's hot and I want to watch it, but I got to work. I'm working. It's always about work. I can't ever get away. And I just love to sit there and watch Major League Baseball right now. Watch the Royals, Yankees. What a series.
I watched the whole game.
God bless you.
Entirety.
I'd love to watch
pitch one to the final.
And I'm really interested in Dodgers Padres. It's a great series. It's hot. And I have experienced the Padres Dodgers game back in the day when Nebraska played USC. And I know, like Bill chided me, it's not the Dodgers Giants. That's probably the rivalry. But Padres-Dodgers is also a rivalry.
It's hot right now.
Yeah, it's also a rivalry. It's always hot. So
the game on game one was the Dodgers won.
Yeah.
Fernando Tatis is the great player for the Padres. Apparently, Dodgers fans were throwing stuff at him at the game, on the field.
Yeah, they were.
They had to pause the game.
Right. It got
nasty. That's like a rivalry to me.
Oh, it's really hot. I mean, it was hot. When did Nebraska play USC? In 2006, was it?
Yes.
When they went to 06. When they went out there and it was either Glavin or Maddox pitching for the Padres at the time. Was it Glavin?
That'd be Maddox.
Maddox. I saw Maddox pitch and he pitched a gem. It was like a 3-1 game, and it was beautiful. And I was really struck by how intense it was. I mean, it was an intense scene. That's my bugaboo. My personal bugaboo is I wish I could watch more stuff. There's stuff on all the time. I'm just like, God, I can't do it.
Because your book is called what?
I've missed out on all the fun.
Coming out in a bookstore near you.
Probably coming out when I'm about 70.
Yes, we got about 12 years to go.
12 years to go, yeah.
Thank you. By the way, on the pirate bugs, a lot of response here. But DeWitt Ron says bug spray does not work on them. Another reason why they suck.
So off doesn't
work. Nothing.
They say it doesn't work.
Don't bring it on. They say, oh, you got some off. Watch this.
Really? Pirate bugs.
Man, dirty pirate bugs.
When did you start becoming cognizant?
Oh, I'll tell you exactly when I was cognizant. I know exactly where I was at. Okay. Beatrice, Nebraska, the year is about 2009.
Okay.
I'm a senior in high school.
Okay.
Shirt off, playing tennis in the fall.
Yeah.
Nice 75-degree day.
Nice.
Keep getting bit by something.
Yeah.
What the hell is this? Pirate bugs. Someone said it's a pirate bug. What's a pirate bug? And all of a sudden I see a news story about pirate bugs in the Midwest. And yeah, they've stuck around. They're still here.
What the hell is this?
Yeah. So that go back to tennis and...
Oh, John Mabry chimes in.
What's he say?
John Mabry chimes in about it was Maddox.
I said Maddox.
You were right. And he almost threw a no-hitter that night.
Oh.
Almost threw a no. Thank you, John. Pirate bugs.
Someone says Sip might be the only person that does not know about pirate bugs in this area.
Ben, you knew? Okay, he knew. I did not know.
Things are,
I'd never heard of a pirate bug.
Now you do. That's Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour two next. Nebraska might have some All-Americans, at least freshman All-Americans in the roster. We'll talk about that next and really break on the ticket.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy California red, green, or black seedless grapes for 99 cents a pound. Then get tender USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.